you're sounding like somebody rain on. And you're sounding like somebody with fire. Hallelujah. Ah, Lord. There are miracles in this room. I don't know if you can tell it. I mean, those of you that watch on video, if you can't get to church, we understand. But there's nothing like being in the house. Even when you're in the overflow, it's not the same. There's glory here. There's fire here. There's miracle in the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you received it? How many of you know you have been given what you need to get the job done? Lord, we celebrate you. We thank you for your faithfulness. Even though we wander and we shake, but you are constant. You are solid. You never change. You never shake. You never move. You are the same forever and ever. And we give you praise. May your name be glorified in this service. Thank you that none of us will remain the same, even as you're raining on us now. We believe and receive miracles in your mighty name. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. 3 amen. Come on, a resurrection. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that you cannot experience what you just experienced in this room in any other religion on earth? Yeah. Hallelujah. It's a testimony that our God is alive. Hallelujah. He lives. Hallelujah. I am amazed how all the religions on earth in desperation are copying us. Yes. I wish I thought about it before I came to this service. I would have shown you a video. They just had the World Economic Forum. And they invited a Satanist to come and make incantations over the economies of the world. I was so sorry for the ignorant Americans and some of the others on the platform. Because when the guy finished his incantation, I said, look at them copying us. He went to every attendee, those on the podium, and he was going, I'm blowing on them. I said, you can blow all you want. You can copy us all you want. Or you can be importing our devils. You can never, but you can see they know that by blowing, you can impart grace. Whether on the demonic side or on the spiritual side. I said, but the battle is just shaping up. Because you won't be able to stand. The Bible says the wicked cannot stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you hear me say, I feel a praise break. I'm feeling it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I give you praise. I worship you. Thank you that your word will stand. Thank you that your promises never fail. Thank you that the glory will settle in these last days. No power can stand. Hallelujah. Thank you for your miracles. Hallelujah. Come on, you're shouting, Richard. I say hallelujah. This message on relationships is a major, major issue in your life. You don't know how many miracles you have forfeited because those that God sent didn't look like your type. And many times, the messenger don't have the right attitude. I just went through something where somebody had the wrong attitude. And I was saying, I know they have the wrong attitude, but I'm still considering what they said.
Amen.
Yeah. And after investigation, I found out that what they said was accurate.
Amen.
But yet, their attitude was wrong.
Amen.
Satan uses people's weaknesses, yes, trying to undercut you from hearing from God.
Yes.
God knows that it requires humility on your part to get what he has for you. So he chooses a vessel. Hallelujah. I said he chooses a devil. He chooses a vessel that don't fit your whatever to be the messenger.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know when you read the scriptures, these things don't impress you. But think about it. If all of a sudden, look at how we're dressed. And a man with a leathern girdle who eats honey and looking crazy comes out and say, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Would you listen to him? That's how John the Baptist looked. Then even when the Pharisees and the rulers came, he said, well, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come? I didn't even expect you to listen to me. But watch. The people were so hungry. For 400 years, there has been no prophet in the land. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm about to give you your first shot now. Huh? There have been no prophet in the land. And they got so desperate. And they started saying, it don't matter what he looks like. It don't matter what he sounds like. I need to hear from God right about now. How many of you know you need to hear from God? Even when you don't like what is being said. You will see that in this life, 99.99% of all that God will do in your life will happen through a relationship.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But Satan has, you know, taught us marriage and divorce. Watch. I'm not talking about the legal marriage where someone put a ring on your finger. I'm talking about when you started dating. Even in high school. How you quit friends. Any little thing. You drop a relationship. You haven't even tapped into the reason. While they were your friends anyway. Some relationships God prepared for 20 years down the road. Here now you are saved. And then God gives you something to do, and you go into an office where you need something signed off. And there's the person in high school who was prepared, waiting on your moment of breakthrough. I told you, when I was in my wilderness and trying to follow God into this destiny that I'm walking in right now, there was no money. I needed a break. And a friend of mine said, come, you know, I'm doing this summer program. You know, it's called Upward Bound. He said, now, you know, the DECAP program is not large like Fulton County. You say, so it has only 30-something students in it, and I believe you can just handle it by yourself. So I went and took the job. Amen. I didn't say God sent me. Money sent me. By hook or by crook, I was there. So now watch. So they assigned us a room where the classes would be held. And it was in the chemistry department at Morris Brown College in those days. So we got to the classroom, and there was this young lady. And she was belligerent. She talked to us like we were rats. I said, young lady, at least the least you could have done is talk to me, the teacher. I'm standing right here, you're talking to the students, I'm talking to all of us like I'm not even here. She said, well, I don't care who is here or who is not. You all need to just, you know, you're not allowed to be here. I said, okay, it's fine. So I told the students to follow me, so we went outside. I let the organizers of the program know what happened. You see now, many times, thank you, Lord, God is training you on your personal path to your covenant. You won't even know that that's what he's doing. I didn't know taking the wrong. I hadn't heard of it. But I escorted the students out, and we were waiting on a room, and I was going to get something from my car, and I ran into the young lady. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to say to her, I said, young lady, I don't know you from Adam. I've never met you. But the way you handled us wasn't really good. But it's okay. I forgive you. And I went on. Didn't think anything of it. And God moved. Now, I told you it was the chemistry department. No, it was the math department. So now, they gave us a classroom upstairs where the whole side was the chemistry lab. And this classroom, and we were the only ones there. Where all the other programs were in the rest of the campus with all the noise and craziness. We had the executive lounge. Watch. Finished the program and, you know, went back to the church. And one day, the office told me, they will ask me to help out with things like this. He said, now, we are trying to hire somebody, and we've gone through the administrative things. Can you vet them for us and see if they fit spiritually? I said, okay. I said, now I have an 11 o'clock, but I can meet the person at 10 a.m. So that morning I came. I said, well, where is the person? They said, they're sitting in your office waiting. I opened the door. Guess who was sitting there? Only a few months later, she didn't know she was fooling with an anointed man. Even though I was in the wilderness, even though I was broke, even though I was still trying to find my way, I am still. Hallelujah. Maybe I need to instruct some of you. Because every Sunday, I don't know why you feel down, you need a resurrection every week. Maybe you are now thinking of yourself in terms of your money. But Jesus says a man's life does not consist in the abundance of what he possesses. What matters is how much glory are you carrying? How much of God is resident in you? Yeah, I was broke, but I was anointed. And when she messed over me, they terminated her. And God routed her to my office. As soon as I opened the door, she saw me. She said, oh, my God. Come on, you know, that's the regular American. Oh, my God. She said, oh, don't worry about it. I already know. She packed up her stuff and left. And the office was asking me, well, what happened? You didn't even spend any time with her. I said, I didn't need to. She fired herself. If you are reading people and cussing people out, I'm not going to bring you into my ministry. Hallelujah. This wilderness just started. And it might be a while before you resolve it. Hallelujah. So this message I'm preaching is so important. So that you can change how you operate. Tone down your rhetoric. You don't know tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you need to also deal with the issue. What is your issue? I'm about to shock you. What's your issue? First of all, you're ignorant. What is your ignorance? You don't know that it is God routing people to you. What's the second thing that's messing with you? You don't know that your anger is with God. Who routed the people your way? When I was praying on this text, which I haven't read yet, and getting ready for the service, he said to me, go tell them there are mainly, it's not maybe not the only category, but at least four categories of people in your life. This is not psychology. This is the spirit realm. He said, the first group you need to pay attention to are destiny helpers. They matter to where you're going. Once you disconnect from them, everything quits working. You see that even though you don't like their attitude, hallelujah. I wonder why I just came here. They routed me here. Yeah? You may not like how they sound. You may not even like their attitude, but they're carrying grace.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Don't worry, just because I didn't come and stand in front of you, you are in the same boat. Watch now. Amen. Jesus says that the kingdom of God is as a treasure hidden in a field. Yeah. You notice, it's hidden in a field. And the problem is, we have to get past your grass and your weeds to get to where the treasure is. And that's why so few people find the treasure, because we are caught up in your shenanigans. Hallelujah. I know you might not shout, but I know I'm preaching right, eh? I've held on to relationships, even when they're rubbing me wrong. And suddenly, the God in them pops out. And now you're shocked. And they've come up with a prophetic word. It's amazing. Have you found the treasure in the fields of the people God allowed your way?
Come on now.
He said the kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field. But he says when a man finds it. Watch now. He said when a man finds it, that means most people live and die and never find it. He said, but when you find it, you sell everything to go buy it. And watch. The Holy Spirit said to me, there are two testaments going on concurrently. God will be testifying and the devil will be distracted. I don't want to say something in you, but your spirit man knows. Every now and then, you know, they're a blessing, but they're full of it.
Amen. Come on.
Come on. It's two handles.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. These messages are important because when God is prophesying to you breakthroughs, Satan knows that he will cut off the supernatural flow by inserting strife in your life. And as soon as you get into strife, then the glory quits working. So you need to watch this season. I know you gotta, you know, many times you feel like, I just have to say something. That's when you don't say anything. Because that I gotta say something is Satan pushing you to use your own mouth to mess up your breakthrough. The kingdom of God under this Abrahamic covenant and under this priesthood where Jesus Christ ministers after the order of Melchizedek. This kingdom, this covenant has zero tolerance for strife. Amen. That's why Abraham said to Lord, come on, we're brethren. Choose anywhere, please. Go. But we can't get into strife. Because once strife comes, God leaves. Yeah. Leaves.
Hallelujah.
Everything he promises will quit.
Amen.
So learn it. There is no justification for it. Satan is trying to steal from you.
Yeah.
And as I'm teaching you these things, these are practical things in life. Because many times we're praying and believing for breakthroughs. We don't know when he left. One day God said to me, my spirit is so grieved with the church on the earth. He said, instead of them learning my word, they've allowed Satan to repackage the things that are destroying them. I said, what are you talking about? He said, they branded strife intense fellowship. So all of a sudden, we could live with strife. He said, we had a little intense fellowship, so you don't get convicted. So one moment you're praying and worshiping and praising God and you believe that God will do all these miracles. The next thing, something happens and boom, you guys cuss each other out like you're from the street. My Lord. Masata-ta-ta-ta, masata. As soon as I said that, it just went like... I thought it was one or two. I didn't know I had so many clients.
Beloved, this message is revolutionary. Most people I know don't take relationships seriously. We allow very minor things to mess up major things. We get angry over little things. We hold grudges. We ruin destiny-focused relationships. The Lord Jesus taught us something amazing. He says, you won't even come to him except the Father drew you to him. The reason most of you don't value the relationships you have is that you don't know that the Father placed those people in your life. You thought you were good at making friends. And then many people carrying grace for your destiny, you may have even judged them because you've judged people based on previous experiences. So you automatically assume that these destiny grace carriers are the same as the people that messed over you. They are not. They are not. I determined that in my life and in my ministry, that nobody I meet will pay for what someone else did to me. When people leave me or betray me, I let them be gone with them and their demons. And I always give everyone that comes to me a fresh, clean slate. This thing has blessed me and caused the prosperity and the grace of God to rest upon me. Hallelujah. Let this message change you. Let it instruct you. Let it bring you into a fertile ground. That's what the Holy Spirit just whispered to me. A fertile ground. Because the treasures are in people. The miracles come through people. There are very few things God does outside of relationships. I know God can touch you personally, but there's so much he gets done through relationships, through connecting you with the right people, through positioning you with the right people. Even the people that rub you wrong, they help you develop the fruits of the Spirit. Everybody has a purpose. Beloved, these are precious revelations from the Holy Spirit. You hear these things only, I don't want to say only through the voice of resurrection, but very rarely do you hear these kinds of messages in this generation. Hear it today, receive it, and then honor it by sowing into this fertile ground. I thank God for those of you that have sown, but many, many more of you needs to honor it. You watch this broadcast every day. You benefit from it, but you've never supported it. The time has come. God is speaking clearly that the time has come for you to support the voice of resurrection. The information for you to do so is all on your screen. The prayer line is open, 770-994-3777. The glory will contact you. Bless you. It's a point of contact. God will honor it because he sent me and I'm sending them. Doesn't even matter where they are, what's going on with them. But because I sent them, God will honor their prayers over your life. Call today, 770-994-3777. Put your seed in the ground. Don't hesitate. Don't doubt. Don't listen to the devil. God will bless you and open fresh doors unto you. We thank God for breakthroughs in Kenya. I just came back. And I give God all the praise and all the glory for what he did. Amen and amen. God bless you. Receive grace. Receive grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.